Starting at verse 1 down to 7, and then continuing at verse 10. And that's on page 585. So Psalm 72. Endow the king with your justice, O God, the royal son with your righteousness. He will judge your people in righteousness, your afflicted ones with justice. The mountains will bring prosperity to the people, the hills the fruit of righteousness. He will defend the afflicted ones among the people and save the children of the needy. He will crush the oppressor. He will endure as long as the sun, as long as the moon, through all generations. He will, like rain falling on a mown field, like showers watering the earth. In his days, the righteous will flourish. Prosperity will abound till the moon is no more. And verse 10. The kings of Tarshish and of distant shores will bring tribute to him. The kings of Sheba and Seba will present him gifts. All kings will bow down to him, and all nations will serve him. For he will deliver the needy who cry out, the afflicted who have no one to help. He will take pity on the weak and the needy and save the needy from death. He will rescue from oppression and violence, for precious is their blood in his sight. This is the word of the Lord.
Anybody wake up? No, okay. Why were you not surprised that it was Christmas? Why were you not surprised? Anybody? Why were you not surprised? Were you expecting it? Why were you not surprised, Evie?
I was surprised.
You were surprised? Did you not realise it was Christmas Day?
I did. No.
No, you didn't? Oh my goodness me. One person. Well, I think everyone else, we weren't surprised because we were expecting it to come. Now, for us, Christmas Day, the whole season of Christmas, isn't a surprise because we know that it comes around at the same time every year, in the same way that our birthdays come around every year. The sun hopefully comes out in the sky every day. Winter, summer, spring, autumn, they all come around every year. But it hasn't always been that way. For Christmas, at least. There was a point where Christmas wasn't a thing. As the video showed us, there was a point where actually it was unexpected. People weren't expecting this baby to be born, and they weren't especially expecting this baby to be born in the way and in the circumstances he was born. And in our readings this morning, we've heard about some particular things that would happen in the future. At the times these things were written, so from Isaiah and from the Psalms, when these things were written, they weren't things that had happened in the same way that we have Christmas that has happened. They were things that were going to happen in the future, but nobody knew when, nobody knew where. So in the Christmas story, the very first Christmas, it was entirely unexpected. For most people, at least. I'd like to think that Mary knew at some point her belly was going to stop growing and a baby was going to come out. If she hadn't realized that, that really would have been unexpected. So she at least knew what was coming, and I think her husband Joseph would have known as well, and some of the other people that she told. But do you think the shepherds knew that it was coming? No, I don't think the shepherds knew it was coming. Do you think that the townspeople in Bethlehem knew that that was coming? No. Do you think there was anybody that did know it was coming? Oh, hand up at the back. Who do you think it was that was coming? Say again, Izzy. Marvelous, correct answer. So there were some people who knew that actually something was coming. And they are the people that we remember today on the day of Epiphany. The Magi, or the three kings as we call them, who came and visited Jesus And they knew something was coming because they were looking for it. They were looking into the sky and they noticed when something new was there. A nice big star. Now, I don't think it led them in quite the same way as the video. I don't think it kind of walked past them and maybe gave them a tap on the head and said, come on this way, we're going this way. But they knew that something was coming, and in fact, they didn't realize it at the time, but something had already arrived. And so something else that I think is a bit unexpected, and I might need you to use your imaginations now, so maybe close your eyes just to help you. I would like you to imagine that you are now Mary. Whether you're a boy or a girl, you are now Mary. And I'd like you to imagine that you have a baby boy somewhere between the ages of 1 and 2. For some of us, this is going to be a lot easier than others. So you've got a baby boy that's somewhere between the ages of 1 and 2, and you are just at home trying to keep the house in order, trying to keep hold of a toddler, making sure that he's not going around ruining things. And then suddenly, you hear a knock at the door. There is a knock at the door. I wonder who this could be. Could it be Elizabeth coming to visit me with Jesus' cousin, John? So you go and you open the door, and it's not Elizabeth or her husband or even Joseph. It's these strange-looking men from somewhere that you don't recognize, and they're carrying gifts. Now, would you be incredibly surprised if a number of men showed up at your front door with lots of gifts to give to your baby that you weren't expecting? Well, how would you respond? Would you say, I think you might have the wrong house? I might say that after I've said, but I'll have the presents. So thanks for the presents, but I think actually you might need to go just down the road a little bit more. This is a bit strange. So I don't think Mary was expecting these magi to show up on her doorstep with these amazing gifts. But for us, it's easy to see, because in God's word, in the Bible, actually, it points us to these things. And it says that even in Isaiah, that this was going to happen. So we should have known about it. So for us, it's now completely normal, expected. But Jesus was somebody who was entirely unexpected throughout the whole of his life. And I would hazard to suggest that even for us today, when we know things like Christmas come round every year, when we know Easter comes round every year, that actually Jesus can still be unexpected. So I would like you, once again, for the final time, just to close your eyes. And in your head, I would like you to picture Jesus as you see him. And it might not necessarily be that you see him as a person. Maybe you do see him as a person, but imagine what he's like. Maybe it might be more helpful to imagine what his character was like. And as you have that image of Jesus in your mind, I am going to quickly pray. So try and keep that image there as I'm speaking. If you don't listen to what I say, don't worry, that's fine. Jesus, we thank you that we are able to know you, that we can read about your life in the Bible, and that we can actually talk with you, spend time with you, and know more about you today. But Jesus, I pray that today and through the rest of the year and even the rest of our lives, that you would surprise us with something unexpected about you that we may have missed, that we may have not seen before. That you would help us to see something new about you. And that our picture of you that we have at this moment right now would change, and that it would become a truer, more real image of you. Amen. You have all done marvelously well, and I'm sure you're imagining, why on earth have we got these crackers? Well, we will tell you after the next song why we have those crackers.
But firstly, that was very unexpected by my daughter, who has, there she is. Just to clarify, It's not Christmas Day in my house every day. We don't wake up with stockings and presents. Do we, Evie? No. So that was a bit unexpected for me. But something that you might be expecting, as Andy has said, is it is time for us to stand and sing. So would you like to join me and stand and sing our next carol?
And as the music group ready themselves, during this next carol, if you'd like to give a gift, as the Magi gave a gift on that first Christmas, to the life and work of the parish, then please do. But if you give in other ways, or you'd like to let the bags pass you by, then please do not feel any compulsion to give this morning.